I'm excited to be joined by Johnny Wilkinson. And Johnny, here we are at Rugby HQ in the South Stand shop with Johnny, my autobiography, copious copies thereof behind us, about to be signed by a sizeable crowd gathering, so we've got to be fairly quick. But Johnny, first of all, writing this thing, obviously, just talk me through how much you enjoyed it, the emotions it drag up, which are obviously very, very heartfelt and very passionate.
Yeah, it's been a great journey for me up to this point. I wanted it to feel that way. At the same time, though, I wanted to show as well that the journey for me will read very differently to how it's looked. I think a lot of people will have looked at that journey and thought something very different to actually what it's been. And that for me has been a key point to get in the book, so that people can understand that whatever you think, whatever you're going through, the opportunity is there to achieve whatever you want.
And just looking, obviously, as you've touched on there, it's not particularly kind of a personal sort of attack, or it doesn't talk about sort of players specifically too much, but just some of the emotions that you go through, obviously, particularly during your injuries in sort of the 2 or 3 year concerted period, just in likening maybe slightly to Marcus Trescothick's book in terms of a very brutal and very honest insight into the power of the mind and how the mind can be full of so many pitfalls.
Yeah, and I read Marcus Trescothick's book as well and was, you know, very interested in what he was going through. And I think it's, you know, it's great to, at times when you're going through things like that, to know that there's people all around the world affected by all kinds of things, and it manifests itself very interestingly in all kinds of sports and things like that. And I think for me, you know, it's been one that I'm working with, and it's been part of a great thing for me in terms of what it's given me to fight for my career and to perform on the field. It's been a massive bonus. At other times when the chips have been down, it's been something that's turned on me and been quite tough. But it's, yeah, it's been a, it's been an interesting journey, and I wanted to convey some of that. It maybe wouldn't have been such a good book if it literally read trained and then played and then trained and it went well and played and it went better. And there's been some ups and downs, and if anything, it makes for an interesting story.
And you look at some of the ups, obviously, along the career. There have been so many so far. You look at the youngest England international for 71 years, all the joys of 2003, the journey of 2007 as well. There's been an awful lot to look back on with so much pride.
Yeah, there has been, and in between that, I think there's been moments, like I said, personal moments of stuff at club level, but off the field as well, with family, with friends, with, you know, voyages into the whole kind of celebrity spotlight thing, and in and out of that. But then, yeah, you know, with combating a kind of like a running battle against myself in terms of what I was trying to achieve in life, and also as a young kid, basically scared out my mind of all kinds of things, and yet basically with a contradictory side as well, that wanted to be the best and take on all the pressure in the world, and those two sides fighting it out throughout, you know, a career to date.
Two quick ones to finish as we look forward. First of all, for Johnny Wilkinson, with the platform you've just described there, just talk me through where hopefully you see the next kind of couple of years going.
Just more of the same, just trying to get better.